Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To be here. Sounds like we got a lot of good things to talk about. Good blur riding going to go on here tonight. It's cold outside. It's wet and rainy. A little bit of snow and sleet the last couple of days, but they say it's all going to melt and go away, and we're going to have an excellent time here in Coleman tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I know one thing. I am cold right now. It's a little chilly down here. We're seeing some of the comments coming in. This is our Friday special there, Miss Crisco. Miss Christy out there, we see her jumping on. And, hey, we're doing it just for you, the fans. We're going to get you all excited about our live video stream tonight. It's going to start at 7:30 Central Time, I think, is when we're going to be going live on air. We may be up there just a little bit sooner, so you all have an opportunity to check that out. Got to tell you, we got some cool things coming into works now. We actually just got a hold of the draw sheet, and let me see if I can't pull it up here. We got Justin down here. We got a hold of Heath Rogers, who's one of the producers for tonight's event. And there's some great bulls down here. There's some great bull riders coming in, a lot of them from North Carolina. You're going to see a lot of these guys, Chad Van Amberg, and just going down the list. I mean, you know, the list goes on of the talent that's going to be here. We got Alan Pippen and John Mastrangelo from out there in that Georgia area. Shane Barateri, I mean, you know, the list just goes on, right?
Yes, there's a lot of good matchups here. I know in the first round will be brought to us by J&R Feed. Shane Barateri's got Smoke Wagon of Ricky West. That should be a good matchup. That's probably going to be my pick in the first round there. The second section, Borden and Brewster Contractors Incorporated. There's going to be a couple of good ones in that matchup as well. I know Bradley Tarp from up there in Benson, North Carolina. He come down. He's got Stranglehold of Flying High. Carlos Garcia. He's got Ugly Buck of Ricky West, a good little Brindle Bull that really bucks. I think that's probably going to be my pick in section two there. And then section three, brought to you by Premier Bank of the South. You can't go wrong with Alan Pippen. Alan Pippen's got Flying High as Hell's Bells. That's going to be a really good young calf, Pacific Bell calf from Flying High, Heath Rogers and Ponch Self. Chris Blackman. Chris Blackman's got another one of their young calves that's coming up. April's Fools is a really good calf. I hadn't seen Chris in a while, so I don't know what kind of deal he's got going on, but that ought to be a pretty good matchup as well. Like you said, John Mastrangelo, he's got Crash, a scene of the Crash Time. That's probably going to be my pick right there in Section 3. So three good bull rides I'm going to pick there. Shane Barateri, Smoke Wagon, Carlos Garcia, Ugly Buck, and John Mastrangelo. He's got scene of the Crash Time of Flying High. He's a really good bull. I seen this bull a couple of weeks ago go, and he really bucks.
Well, I tell you what, man, it's going to be real exciting. Now, we're going to have two nights. This is only going to be a first night. And I'm not sure if they're bringing any back to the short go here tonight or if they're going to have a short go. I know they got three sections of bulls that will be bucked, and it does look like they are going to have a short round. We got some cool things in store for you, the fans that are going to be tuning in back home that can't make it down here in this nasty weather and be able to tune in and watch it. We're going to have the live event center up and rolling, as well as we're going to have the deal with the Twitter picks. We're going to try to get some of those posted out there. We got some really cool things thanks to Humps and Horns and U.S. Rodeo Supply and Saddle Barn. They really did a great job of putting these things together, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be wild. We're also going to have looks like we're going to have Ross Hill mic'd up, so that should be a really cool thing for you, the fans. Ain't no telling what's going to happen when Ross Hill gets behind the microphone, right?
Oh, man, when you put a mic in front of Ross Hill, you might as well cross your fingers and cross your toes because you never know what's going to happen. It's going to get wild, I know that.
Well, you know what? It's going to get wild with both of you guys being out there. So, Justin, I mean, this is kind of your hometown bullfight, isn't it?
Oh, man, I've been looking forward to coming back here since the deal was over last year. This is my hometown deal. From Coleman, just recently moved to North Carolina up that way. Me and my wife and my kid enjoy coming back down this way, and this bull riding to come back down this weekend to see the bull power and the guys that's got bulls here, and to be able to fight bulls with Ross here in my hometown, man, is going to be great. Me and Ross is going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I think everybody is, too. I mean, the fans should be down here packing the house here tonight. It's raining outside, not a whole lot to do out there. So I think if we can get them down here to the arena, we're going to have a jam-up bull ride. And the fans that are out there that can't make it down here are going to have a great opportunity to see it live right there with Buckers Now making eight. Man, it's going to be wild. I'm just excited. Cannot wait. Think it's going to be a really cool thing and great for you fans. You know, y'all be able to check out. We're going to have Matt Merritt and Luke Kaufman down here behind the microphone here at the arena, and then we're going to turn around and we'll have Ross Hill, and shoot, I think we might even be able to get Justin brought in here on the behind the microphone a little bit. We'll see if we can't work that out.
Oh yeah, we'll get something worked out. We'll get Ross warmed up because I know he'll get the crowd fired up. He's got that kind of personality and does a good job. But like you said, it's going to be wild, and we're both going to have a blast.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. What do you know of the of these bulls that are here? You know, I noticed you're talking about some of these calves being some of these real younger bulls. You know, you think you guys are going to have an opportunity to play with a few of them out there in the arena?
Oh, definitely. I can tell you right now that Ricky brought a few. P90X, he's always pretty hot. Then you got Flying High. They brought in April's Fool and Hell's Bells. Both of those bulls are really hot. There's going to be a lot of opportunity there. And in the short round, I know they've got a big yellow muley in the short round that really, really bucks, and he'll get in your shorts too. So, yes, there's going to be plenty of opportunity to play around this weekend.
Lots of action. Lots of action for you fans that are going to be tuning in at home on Making Eight Live and Buckers Now. And I'm telling you what, if you guys are not going to be over, you need to get over to Buckers Now to watch it, because that's where we're going to have the live event center. You can watch it numerous other places, but I'll tell you, Buckers Now is where it's at. And we're fired up for it. We're excited. Cannot wait. We got Luke Kaufman, who's not quite here yet, but he'll be down here shortly. We'll get him set up. But yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's about rodeo time. It's about bull riding time right here from Coleman, Alabama. Now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to fire things up, and we're going to let you know what's going on. We're going to talk a few things outside of the Seber deal. We're going to talk a little bit with the PBR, and we'll let you all know what's going on. So how about we get you fired up right here on a Friday special? And let me see. There you go. We're going to get you fired up right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, broadcasting live from Coleman, Alabama, Making Eight, Justin Ballinger. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning it. I got a little sugar, baby, down the road.
Hey, look at me. Lock in. Crusher here has an extra deltoid muscle. Means he's got exponentially greater bucking propulsion. Now you lean back and you hang on. I'll be there.
Rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clown? I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, Jimmy!
Oh, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show live from Coleman, Alabama, as we are sitting down here in a very chilly arena. Joining me, Justin Ballinger, one of your bullfighters here tonight with Zebra, and we're going to get a chance to see him out there in the arena here later on this afternoon. But I'll tell you what, man, it's a bit chilly out here, and I don't know if it's going to get any warmer.
Man, it don't seem to be. They did say that it was going to warm up a little bit, but I think that was about 2 degrees, Scott, and that's not near enough for me. You know, I moved to North Carolina thinking that it was going to be cold as crap. I left there, it was 55 degrees, and overnight, 10 hours later, I get here and it's sleeting and snowing and stuff all over the ground. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to warm up much this weekend, but I do believe it's going to warm up enough for us to have a pretty hot bull riding here in Coleman this weekend. And I heard you earlier, Scott, mentioning talking about the PBR and all. Do you know anything about Fort Worth and Shane Proctor? I know you said he was headed down that way last week when I was listening to the radio show. Does anybody know about Fort Worth? How did that turn out last night?
Yeah, actually, I got word this morning, as it turns out, that Shane, actually coming off his big win in Denver, actually won Fort Worth the Extreme Bulls last night. So you talk about a hot cowboy. I'll tell you, he is a hot hand looking to get himself not only in the PBR finals again, but looking to take charge as he leads the way right here in the month of February for the PRCA.
Oh, no doubt. And I don't think, you know, Shane's becoming one of those guys that you really don't want to bet against. You know, when he made the move and moved to North Carolina and started getting on bulls up there, I know he's getting on bulls at Jerome's place and hauling a lot with JB and those guys. I think he made a really good move when he done that, and I think it showed in his riding, too. He started riding a lot better, and he just keeps on rolling.
Yeah, he does. He does. He's on target to really be make a statement out here this year, and I'd like to see him contend for both the PRCA World Championship and the PBR Finals. I think that would be great. And you know, seeing some comments coming in there in the chat room, and I see that Miss Kat Johnson's going to have to jump out of there. I want to say a big old howdy to you. I did get some of the Twitter updates last night that Mesa sent out on McKinnon. How about that? That was funny as all get out, seeing Brendan Clark cut out right up there next to McKinnon. I don't know if that would be a great thing, though. It'd give me nightmares here having Brendan Clark right next to me.
Oh, no doubt. I don't know that I would want to wake up every morning to that face. You know, I would probably much rather wake up with Mesa's picture up there than I had Brendan's, but I guess he'll have to deal with it now.
But you know what? Mesa has actually been there every night, so you know that through thick and thin, you know, she's been there too, and I'd have to push that cardboard cutout out of the way. But they put a curly Q mustache on it and everything. It was great. It was great. I know that brightened McKinnon's day.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, to have friends like that can push that kind of stuff in front of you and really pep your spirits up in something like that is a lot of help. And I know that Mesa's done everything that she could to stay there and help him and be there for him. So I think he's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah. He's cowboy tough. We know we'll see him back here before too long. I see some of the other comments coming in. Miss Sandy joining us today. And, you know, I'm really sorry, darling. She's had a rough time. She actually lost a good friend of hers. And, you know, I know that she's kind of hurting. So we're sending our prayers to you and your family out there. Hey, you know what? Sometimes, you know, God's angels kind of come down and they bring one more there to the gates of heaven to join them. So, you know, we're definitely going to keep you in our thoughts and prayers. Let's see. You know, I see that, too, the fantasy draft there at the PBR. Now, I've been doing terrible at this, man. I cannot pick rounds. I've just had the worst luck with it. But I think I'm going to have to go back and put Shane on my list, too, because he is just daggone so hot.
Oh, no doubt. You know, like I said a while ago, I don't think you can go wrong by picking Shane and putting him on your fantasy team. There's a lot of good guys going right now, you know, but there's a lot of things that to factor in too. You know, you got Austin Meyer who's got a shoulder injury and that kind of thing right now. So There's a lot of things that are going to factor in, but definitely probably would rethink my pick if I didn't have Shane in there at this point.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well.
God, I heard somebody asking about your hunting trip there,
bud. Oh, shoot. Well, yeah, we didn't catch much of anything out there last night. We couldn't get them coyotes to come out there to the call we had going. But we had a great time. And that's what counts when you're out there in the woods hunting, you know. And heck, we had this little hooch tent set up, man. It's like halfway in the ground, buried, you know. And we got these little peak holes where you sit out there and look over and pretty much all four different directions, and had a little heater going. It was good times out there. And you know, Ross is just such a wild guy. And, you know, that's one thing that I'll say, is that's probably why we didn't have the coyotes out there, because he couldn't keep Ross quiet.
No, you're not going to be able to do that. It don't matter if you put him in a 400-acre field or a little shack to hunt out of. You're not going to be able to keep him quiet. I think he even mentioned that on air himself. You know, he can't deer hunt because he can't quit squirming, and I believe every second of that. But sounds like you guys had an excellent time. I was listening to you on air yesterday, and it sounded to me like, Scott, that if y'all could find somebody with a good trigger finger there, that you might be able to kill something. But I heard Ross click off a couple of shots and didn't hit nothing.
Yeah, he did, too. We figured, well, if we can't shoot, you know, rabbits and we can't get no coyotes, so we go after some crows and chase them off from the cornfields and shoot. We was out there and Ross had one that was just sitting still up there in midair for him, and he popped off three rounds and couldn't hit it. So, yeah, we definitely need to get somebody with a better trigger finger out there. Myself and Matt McGee were down there, tried to make it happen, but like I said, we just didn't have the opportunity to see anything. So we may go back at it. I might go back out there as soon as we break out of here on Saturday, go back and hang out Sunday before I head north to Raleigh. Oh, wait, did I say that too early? We have not confirmed anything just yet, their fans, but I will tell you, I think we're going to invade Justin's house for the week.
Oh, sounds good, man. Sounds good. If you guys can get up to Raleigh, that'd be great. I'm not 45 minutes to an hour away from Raleigh. You can come and crash there, and we'll go up to the NBR finals and have a blast, man. I think that deal's going to be good. We've been hearing it advertised on the radio a pretty good bit while we were up that way leaving the house this past week. But, yeah, if you get to go up there, I think you'll have a real nice time. And definitely the fans need to tune in and watch that deal as well.
Yeah, it's going to be another jam up bull ride right there. But I'll tell you, you know, right now, today, tomorrow, it's all about Zebra. We've got a great event down there, Heath Rogers. Now, Justin, you know Heath pretty well, right, growing up around this area?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I haven't known Heath all my life. I met Heath a couple of years back when he started getting into the buck and bull business. And the thing about Heath is, man, you can't beat him. He's a really nice guy. He's willing to help in any way he can. He's honest. And he started in the buck and bull business, you know, the right way. He started buying a couple of calves and cows and stuff like that and got into it. And now he's built himself to where he's got this, you know, and it's amazing. This, you know, he's bought a brand new WW bucking chutes and back pins and all this past year. They're here this weekend. You'll see them live on the air tonight. And like I talked about earlier, the calves that he's got going on that are coming up right now are just amazing. Him and Ponch Self both, you know, I've known Ponch all my life, really. And they're two excellent producers and contractors. And, again, Ricky West is going to be joining us. I think Clark Brown's from around here. He's going to have a couple of bulls here, CX Bucking Bulls, and Jared Eubanks and Campbell. They're bringing a couple of bulls over. So we've got a good bullpen this weekend, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, for sure. I see some of the comments coming in about camping being a slumber party for men. You know, well, we weren't quite camping, but we were close enough out there. And what was funny was I was so disappointed because we had an arsenal, man. We had three shotguns, two rifles, and there's only three of us, and we couldn't pick off a darn thing. We couldn't see nothing cross the path. I did see a doe come out there and thought about it, but I didn't have a clean shot, and she was about daggone 500 yards. So I said, well, I better not. You know, of course, it was down there at Ross's, and Ross said, hey, man, we need some deer meat, so pick her off if you got a clean shot. And I'm like, well, I probably better not. We'll let her get some meat on her bones, and we'll go try to catch her in the fall.
Yeah, no doubt. Ross was looking for some good early meat this year, wasn't he? Or late, should I say?
Yeah, either or, I'll tell you. But I'll tell you, we ate good here the last 2 days, man. We picked off some of that venison that he had, and, well, I ate real good down here the last 2 days.
I heard you guys talking on the air about Ross's being able to cook. I don't know if that was just an antic since he's a single man nowadays or what, but I would have to try that myself.
Well, you know what? Honestly, Justin, I will have to admit that the guy can cook. I mean, he whipped up that venison, cut up some potatoes. Now, I'll tell you, I seasoned the potatoes. Don't let him tell you different. But I fired up the seasoning on them potatoes, and it was right on. We had some good seasoned, you know, fried potatoes and some great venison out there for dinner last few nights. You know what, Miss Helen, I see your comment there in the chat room about doing some hog hunting. Now, we got lots of hogs down there in Florida. We go hog hunting pretty much any time we want down that way. But you know what, if I get out there, if I get out there to Texas and we get out there to do a video broadcast, are you going to take me hog hunting? That'll be the thing. Now, if you take me out to the woods and we go hog hunting, hey, that's right on. I'm all for it.
And if she's taking you, Scott, I'm going too. I want to go hog hunting just as bad as the next person.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Well, let's see. What else we got going on? We got about 37 minutes left in our show here, and we're looking to take your comments and everything. I see some of the comments coming in about the fantasy picks. That Tier B, which has a list, and I don't have the list right offhand of the guys that are in it, but it is very tough right here. You know, and I think that tier changes as the points change, but right there in that midsection, man, it's hard to make your picks down there. There's a lot of great Cowboys that just makes it really, really, really hard. Oh, Helen says she's going to hook us up, so we might just have to plan a trip to Texas here before too long.
Scott, we've got to get some jobs in Texas. We've definitely got to go to Texas. I am going hog hunting with Miss Helen.
You betcha. Well, hey, you know what? Speaking of, we're talking about getting some jobs. Now, obviously, this whole deal with the NBR, you know, it's kind of a last-minute thing, and of course, the fans know that I'm kind of flying solo out here. I'm in need of a cameraman, being that you ain't fighting. I'm going to put you to work, right?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Hey, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. So, you know, if we get up there, definitely going to help you out running a camera. We'll definitely get some better shots.
For sure. Well, now, after tonight, because obviously tonight and tomorrow you're going to be out there in the arena, and I'm sure you're going to have quite a few new Making 8 Maniacs jumping on board to your fan base here. Where can they go find out more about you? I know you got a Facebook, right?
I am in the process of getting a Facebook. I told my wife, I'm old school, so I told my wife 2 years ago I wasn't doing the Facebook thing. I done MySpace for a while, and I do have a MySpace page, so you guys can check me out on MySpace, Justin Ballinger. Check out some of my pics and stuff that's on there. Me and my wife are in the works of putting a Facebook up, so as soon as we get that on, we'll get back on there and get that plugged in as well.
Not to mention that we got to get you a Buckers Now account set up while we're down here, and we'll get you rolling with Buckers Now, and that way you fans can go over and stay tuned with Justin, and you know, he'll let you know who's doing what, where they're going. Is that your wife calling you?
No, not this time. I thought I turned this thing off, but I guess I didn't, Scott.
Courtney, I'm sure, is out there, and, you know, she's probably ringing him up, telling him bring back something for dinner.
Most definitely, because I guarantee you she's not wanting to cook anything after the drive that she drove last night, you know. And speaking of that, you know, it's partly due to her, you know, me being here this morning, Scott. You know, it's 600 miles from the house, she drove all night long, so I can honestly say that I've got one of the best traveling partners in the country, and my wife there, and my two-year-old little daughter who done all the sleeping on the way home for the both of us.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, that is a good crew to travel with, and like I said, man, we may just end up coming in and crashing on your couch there after we break out of here and leave Alabama. We might just be heading north instead of south to go get a couple more for next weekend. And, man, we're just fired up, excited about what Making 8 is doing for you, the fans. You guys got to stay a part of it, you know, really spread the word for us. Let's get that word out there. Get over to BuckersNow.com and, you know, make sure you guys spread that word. Tell everybody about it and get them over there. Get them online and let's have some fun out here these next couple weekends. Is we're going to be bringing it to you this weekend from Coleman, Alabama with Zebra. Then we'll be up there in Raleigh, North Carolina next weekend. Hopefully. Like I said, it ain't 100%, but I'd say it's about 95% chance we're going to be there. And like I said, I mean, you can't pass up a good couch and over there in Raleigh hanging out with Justin and his wife. Now, can Courtney cook as good as Ross?
Oh, I can guarantee you. I can guarantee you that fact. You can't stand here and look at me and tell me she can't, Scott.
That is true. That is true. You have to put a little a few pounds. But I'll tell you, you know, since Ross said he'd been single, he tacked on a couple himself. He's out there doing push-ups and running and trying to lose all that excess weight.
If you don't watch it, it'll catch up with you in a hurry when you get to that 25, 26-year-old mark, and me and Ross have definitely hit that mark. But, yes, I definitely had to get back in the gym and take off running again. For the last 3 months, we've been moving, and I've been sitting behind a desk every day, and it caught up with me. So I'm on the way back down, Scott. Thank you very much.
I hear you, buddy. Well, you might just lose a few pounds tonight with some of these bulls coming around here, making sure they don't knock on your back door.
Oh, I guarantee you, they ain't gonna make me lose no weight though. We're gonna have a blast. Me and Ross are gonna have fun tonight. There's gonna be a lot to play with, and the crowd here, man. We mentioned the crowds earlier. The crowd here is always excellent both nights. You know, there might be a place to sit on Friday night, but Saturday night you better get here early.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, let's see. We got some more comments coming in the chat room. It looks like Aaron Roy's brother is getting better, and that is great news. And thank you guys for sharing that with us. It's really good to see that, you know, that there's just been so many tragedies beginning of the season. It's been hard. It's been hard on you guys as fans, you know, to see what's going on. But you know what? We're a big family. We're a big rodeo family. We're a bull riding family. We're going to get through these things together. And you know what? We're most definitely a Making Eight family. And speaking of which, did you guys see the Buckers Now participation points? Now, we're giving away a Making Eight Maniac belt buckle at the end of the NFR for the person that has the most participation points for Buckers Now. They've got points that you can get for posting up pictures, commenting on different pictures, just being involved with Buckers Now. You actually acquire points for that. At the end of the season, the cowboy or cowgirl with the most points is going to get one of our brand new, our first edition Making Eight Maniac buckles that we're going to give out. So, and I'm going to tell you right now, I actually slipped back in the lead, so somebody's going to have to chase me.
Oh, guess what? You know, you mentioned earlier about me getting a Buckers Now account. It's on. It's on now. I'm going to win my first Making Eight buckle this year, guys.
Oh, that's what Ross Hill said, too. Now, the big rivalry is Joe Scully. Joe Scully from Canada has been out there, and we started this whole thing just rivalry back and forth, and I said, you know what? We'll put a Making Eight Maniac buckle on the line for the fans. But we've got some of our fans that are right here in the chat room right now. Actually, you know what? She's not here right now. Miss Barbara. Where is Miss Barbara? Wow. I just seeing that she is not here with us, and kind of upset that she's not. She's the girl that posts up. The minute we mention anything, if we post PRCA, she'll post the link up for us.
Right.
This girl, I mean, I'm telling you, I love our fans, man. You can't ask for a better group of fans than what we have right here. But really, you know, Barbara is up there in the standings. I think she slid in right behind me sitting in second place. So let's see. Yes, Barbus is up there, but she's chasing my tail, but not by much. I mean, there's less than 100 points. So you guys get out there, get your pictures from Facebook. You can incorporate all your pictures from Facebook. You guys can post that stuff out, and that will help give you guys points. So and definitely get out there and refer some fans, refer some folks, so you get those bonus points. Get up there where we are. We want y'all up there. I personally, man, I'd go buy me a Making Eight Maniac buckle anytime, you know. But we want to give this thing out to a dedicated fan or somebody like yourself, Justin, who probably don't win a whole lot of buckles this year, right?
No, not winning a whole lot of buckles this year. Which it is early in the year, Scott. So we're gonna shoot for to go to the. Like I said, I've been running and hitting the gym up really hard this year. The last couple of years has been a little bit hard on us. You know, I lost my job for a couple of months, about 6 months there, and we had it rough. But, you know, things are kicking back on. We had a newborn at the same time I lost my job and all. So now things are kicking back in the right direction. And I've been working and running and working out really hard the first part of this year, and I'm going to continue that throughout the year.
Yeah, for sure. Now, are you going to be running? You're not just going to be running just in Sebring. You're going to be getting out to several other events, correct?
Right. Oh, yeah. We actually just come back. You guys were out in Oklahoma City with us. We were in Oklahoma City January the 10th through the 14th, I believe it was, for the PBF and the IFR bull sale out there. Had a blast, man. There was like 54 bullfighters there, 26 teams, and had a really good time. Met a lot of good folks, and the competition there was unreal. You know, the top 10 teams that could have went either way, you know. And so, yeah, we're definitely going to try to hit some more of those PBF deals up. And whatever comes our way, man, like you said, going to the NBR next weekend of their finals, that would definitely be something that I wanted to stick on my calendar.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens, but it's going to be a good season, and, you know, we're just getting things rolling right here, and you're going to see a lot more of them out there as well. They're making eight fans. You know, we're so excited for what you guys are going to be able to sit back and watch, the amount of exposure you're going to get to rodeos, to bull rides all over the U.S. You know, I mean, we've just got so many plans. I think we're going to be heading back to Oklahoma in April. Hopefully it'll warm up a little bit over there because it's just downright cold. It's colder there than it is here. So I'm not too eager to get back to Oklahoma right now with that cold weather. I see that the comments in there, Scott Ross and Barbara are going to crash the site. Yes, Ross Hill does have it. You can find him at Hillbilly. That's his screen name, Hillbilly.
There we go.
No better name for somebody like Ross Hill, right, Justin?
The screen name says it all. We don't have to say anything else. He did it himself.
That's right. That's right. So, I see that competition says that yeah, it looks like Miss Helen or Miss Barb will be back up there in the points race, and I don't doubt it. But, you know, I'd like to see a few of you guys jump back up there. It won't take much. I know you guys have it in you. Get out there and spread the word about Making Eight. Get out there and spread the word about Buckers now, and let's recruit some more fans. Right over there. Let's get them involved. And Miss Andy, I see your comment in there about how much you enjoy the PBF. They did put on a really good deal with that bucking sale, didn't they?
Oh man, it was excellent. We went a couple years back. Me and my wife made a trip out to Texarkana to the bull sale out there, and we had a blast. You know, took a buddy of mine out there, and we fought bulls out there. Had an excellent time. There wasn't near as many teams there. They didn't buck near as many bulls. But, you know, here in Oklahoma City or there in Oklahoma City that weekend, I think they bucked 500 bulls in 2 days. And when you got 27 teams of bullfighters, everybody gets, you know, about 10 bulls a day. And, yeah, the PBF done an excellent job with that one. And the Daisy Tour that they've got going on is excellent, too.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, we hope to see a lot more of that out there this year as well. Hopefully we'll be able to get out and follow the PBF and see what they've got going on throughout the entire season. I see that Matt's throwing out some suggestions out there. Now, that was a suggestion that there would be 25,000 points issued to a person that recruited a world champ. Technically, Rolf is two-time world champ with Thunder Echo Games. And, I mean, you know, when it comes to freestyle, I don't think anybody else has beaten that record this year. I mean, granted, we did have Evan Allard who got Ada twice this year, so that also makes him a champ. But I don't know. How do you classify that? I mean, the most money that was allotted for one particular freestyle bullfight was the Thunder Echo Games, and that was kind of supposed to be the series of series for them. I don't know. We'll let you fans decide. So you guys get out there and send some suggestions and let Matt at Buckers now know. Let's see. You know, and I see that Miss Sandy says that she's got 2,000 picks of bullfighters. That's a whole lot of shots. Yep. 2 days of bull riding brought in 2,000 pictures. Now, if you get them over to Buckers now, I'll tell you what, you might crash that thing, but you sure as heck get enough points to get yourself up there in the standings.
Sandy, I believe you just won it.
Yeah, I think so. Matt's jumping over there saying, hey, let's get some of those pictures. But, yeah, we definitely are liking what Buckers Now is doing for us and what Buckers Now is doing for you fans. I mean, this whole live event center and things like that, you know, I don't even get to see the live event center because we're here running the production side of things for the video broadcast. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but, hey, you guys have the opportunity to really get out there and get involved. You'll see the day sheets coming up. We're working on getting today's day sheet over there for you, so it'll be posted later on this afternoon before the show. And we're going to have a good time. I also want to remind you that Humps and Horns is a big part of why we're here right now in Coleman, Alabama. So I've also got to let y'all know, if you guys do not have your subscription to Humps and Horns, make sure to get over there and get it. You're going to see a lot of things that are going to be posted out there about a lot of the events that we've been to. And, you know, you guys can get up to date as to what's going on, see a little bit behind the chutes. And that's what y'all need. That's what y'all want. We know it. So with that being said, we've got about 24 minutes left in our show. We're going to jump down, take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to fire things up, wrap it up here from Coleman as we get ready to do some video broadcast later tonight. So don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Megan 8.
Hi, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. That's right. Y'all get over there, get your profile up, and get those participation points as Making 8 is giving out a Making 8 belt buckle at the end of the NFR this year. So you guys make sure to get over there. Now's the time to get those points on board because I'm telling you, come summertime, look out. It's going to be hard to get them up on board. And then you got guys like Justin Ballinger says he wants one too. And I know that anybody that gets it will be wearing it proudly, and we're excited for that. But let's see what else we got going on. It looks like Miss Kat Johnson is posting a comment in there about Austin, Texas. She's trying to find out about her favorite ropers. Now, Kat is actually an author. She was our sponsor for our Vegas trip that we had earlier this year, or actually December.
Great.
And she loves ropers. She loves the Cooper boys.
Uh-oh.
So we're trying to see if we can get her and find out if the if any of those guys are going to be down there March 13th through the 17th. So we'll have to look into that. And I promise you we will work on getting that answer for you there, Miss Kat. So you just stay tuned, okay? Let's see what else we got going on there in the chat room right here. Wow. Man, we're winding things down. We only got about 20 minutes left, but we got a lot of work to do, Justin. We got to get some stuff set up, and, man, I got to go get some breakfast.
Oh, no doubt, dude. I was waiting on the breakfast comment coming in there. You know, after a 10-hour trip in the car and coming up here to help you do this, being with the fans this morning is all worth not having breakfast until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, it won't be long, and we're going to go get us something. We might actually make this show out here just a few minutes early. I don't think Cody is going to be able to get on board and call us in and give us a little bit of cowboy logic. Let's see. Justin, you think you could think of some good cowboy logic for us?
Holy cow.
We'll give him a minute and see if he can't come up with something. But, yeah, we got to get some good cowboy logic for today. This wouldn't be a lunch hour show without it, you know. But, man, we got a lot of work to do here at the arena and get our camera set up. And we're going to put it out here. We'll get it all working for you. We'll promote it, put it online, and you guys can tune in, check it out, get over and chat with us right there through Buckers Now. So make sure y'all do that. And while you're over there, make sure to go check out Saddle Barn. Make sure to go check out U.S. Rodeo Supply. I know, I believe they're going to be offering up some discounts for you guys, as well as we have our Making 8 shirts and things like that over there in the live event center. So you guys go check that out as well. We definitely want to get you guys going. Let's see. Well, what do we have going on down here? Oh, we see that Miss Kat and Miss Sandy are talking about the pig and string. They love those ropers. But we're going to let them know about a little bit of rough talk here tonight, aren't we?
That's right. I'm going to tell you, Miss Kat, you know, you might be looking for something a little calm, a little more calm and cool and collective. But I know a lot of those ropers that are just as wild as bullfighters or bull riders myself.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Well, I think that's going to kind of wrap up our show here, man. I got to go thaw out. I think I'm about to go fire up the heat in my truck or something, man. It's just downright cold. And we got to get some things out of the truck, get them set up right here, and we'll get things rolling for this deal. So you guys don't go too far. I'm telling you, we're going to have a really cool deal set up for you tonight. Show's going to start, the bull ride actually starts tonight at 8 p.m., but we're going to go online about 7:30. We're going to give you some quick updates. Of course, Luke Kaufman's going to be here doing the announcing. Matt Merritt will be down here as our barrel man. We got two of the best bullfighters from the state of Alabama will be down here, and Ross Hill and Justin Ballinger, who you just heard on our show today. You guys make sure to go check out his MySpace page, and we're going to get him linked up there with Buckers Now so you guys have an opportunity to go hang out with him. We definitely want you all on board, and make sure to tune in.
I got my cowboy logic for the day, Scott.
Okay, what you got?
I really couldn't think of anything, so I'm gonna be completely honest about this. I text my wife, and she sends me back, "Don't squat with your spurs on."
Yeah, well, that one's been around for quite some time, that's for sure. You know, you can't go wrong with good cowboy logic like that. Don't squat with your spurs on. So there you have it, there, fans. How about a Friday special show here with Justin Ballinger from Coleman, Alabama? Justin, thank you for taking the time out here to come down, man, after that 10-hour drive. You should still be in bed.
Oh, no doubt. I think I'm going to go back and hit the couch up for a couple more hours, but Scott, I want to thank you and thank all the fans out there for joining us this morning. Stay tuned tonight, guys. Watch everything live on Ustream. And it's going to be a really good show. Flying high, Ponch Self, Heath Rogers, and Ricky West, man. You can't say enough about what's going to be here and what's going to go on tonight. Ricky West is bringing a pen full of really good bulls, and I know Flying High and Ponch Self and Heath Rogers is going to have a good pen here, too. And then don't miss the action from me and Ross.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be real exciting. Oh, wait, speaking of the devil, we actually got, I believe we got Cody jumping in here in the last 15 minutes to throw some more cowboy logic out for you. Hopefully he'll be ready because we're going to put him right on here on the line as we get ready to break down and head out the door to go get some stuff set up here for this video broadcasting coming your way this afternoon. 7:30 Central Time. 7:30 Central Time. You guys remember, we're going to be online beforehand so you guys can always jump on board if you got time and you're sitting in front of the internet. Love to have you here. So don't go anywhere. Let's see if we can't get old Cody Burleson on the line with us. Cody, you with us?
Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Oh, heck, man, I didn't even press one.
I know you didn't, but we knew you was there, and we're getting ready to break things out, man. So we got a lot of work to do here to get our stuff set up, this video broadcast coming out tonight. What do you got for some cowboy logic for us?
Nothing at the moment. I got to get to my truck first.
Well, shoot, buddy, you better run, man, because I'm telling you, we're about ready to jump out. Now, Justin Ballinger just got a text from his wife, told him to make sure don't squat with his spurs on, which, of course, is one of the all-time favorites in the cowboy logic department. We've been around, and you know, that's an old wives' tale right there. You definitely don't want to be squatting with your spurs on.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Never give your horse more attention than your wife. Unless you like sleeping in the barn.
You know, that is a really good bit of cowboy logic there. Now, I know that you know we've actually got Justin Ballinger jumping on board with us here today. We're down here at the arena, about ready to get things rolling. Justin Ballinger, we're going to get to see tuned in here tonight, be able to watch what's going on from Coleman, Alabama, man, so you guys will be able to tune in. We might even get him. We are definitely going to have Ross Hill with a microphone, but we might even get Justin mic'd up here for a little bit. And be able to have him come out here and listen in as we watch some great bull riding tonight.
Oh, heck, Scott, that reminds me. You'll have to see if you can't get Justin to send me his phone number again. I forgot to save it in my cell phone the other night during the finals.
10-4, man. Are you guys calling each other and telling each other how pretty that y'all look?
No, actually, we're trying to come up with some pranks against you.
Well, come on, man, bring it. I'll tell you this, I'm on the guard now. Right now, it's going to be hard to catch me. I ain't going to lie to you, I'm expecting it just because of what we did with Ross Hill the other day.
Yeah, but you're expecting it from the wrong people. See, me and Cody are going to sneak up on you.
You what? Thanks for the warning there, Justin. Boy, I tell you what, them bullfighters just ain't smart to tell you, hey, you better be ready because I'm coming at you with something. So
you're going to be looking for Ross the whole time because you know Ross is going to get you.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Well, hey, listen, Cody, I appreciate you giving us our cowboy logic for the day, man. Look forward to talking with you. Now, we're going to try to do one Sunday, but I'm not real sure. I don't think we're going to be able to. We got a Super Bowl. You know, a lot of fans are going to be tuning in watching some football. We got the PBR is going to be from Oregon. So I think we're going to have to kick off our lunch hour shows on Monday as I think we're going to be in Raleigh sitting there at Justin's couch.
Hey, sounds good to me. We'll do the lunch hour radio show from right there in Clinton, North Carolina for about 4 days.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. Well, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. So, all right, Cody. Hey, listen, man. Make sure you stay warm up there and don't work too hard, buddy.
Shoot, buddy. I've been scraping 2-inch thick ice all day and outside garden out here at work. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be staying warm, really.
10-4, man, 10-4. Well, keep them jackets on. Keep working. That way you won't get so cold. But we'll holler at you later, man. We'll see you on Monday for the lunch hour show.
Oh, yeah. Once I get a hold of Justin here, like I said, we'll have some good stuff to get you with. So I got some pretty good stuff that'll get you all fired up.
All right, 10-4, buddy. Well, hey, make sure to go spread the word tonight, 7:30 Central Time. We're broadcasting it live video stream from Coleman, Alabama, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
All right, later, bud.
All right there, guys. There was your Cowboy Logic from Cody Burleson. Hopefully we'll get him on board on Monday when we're back on our lunch hour shows. Like I said, we're not going to be able to swing another Back on the Ranch show this Sunday just because of everything that's going on with I think we're going to be driving back from here, aren't we? We're going to be on the road then?
Oh, yeah. We got to get back on the road at the latest Sunday morning.
Right. Yeah, we'll have to get back on the road, and we'll be on the road pretty much most of the day Sunday and hopefully be able to swing in time just to see the Super Bowl.
Oh, no doubt. I've got a little spot right there by the house that Jarius McPhail, he played for the Steelers for a while. He played at the Miami Dolphins then for the Steelers. He's got a little place right there by the house. He invited us to come down and hang out and watch the Super Bowl there, so we may do that.
Oh, boy, with the Steelers in it, man. You know that place is going to be crazy.
Oh, no doubt. He's fired up about it, and he's got it spread all over the country over there. So we may stop in and hang out with old Jarius.
10-4, man, 10-4. Sounds good. All right, there, fans, well, that's going to do it for our show today. We want to thank y'all for tuning in and remind you that this is only the beginning. That's right. We got video streaming coming at you tonight. 7:30 Central Time is when the broadcast starts. We're going to start bucking some bulls about 8 o'clock. Wait a second. Hold the phones. I think we got one more on the line right here. Let's see if we can't bring them on. 256 area code, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hey, Scott, this is Courtney.
Courtney who?
Courtney Ballinger.
Courtney Ballinger who?
Where are you from?
Courtney Ballinger, who's really tired from driving all night to get your guest host there.
I told him.
I was just going to give you guys a shout out and tell y'all better make it worth it. Better be a good show tonight.
You know better than that. You've been all over the country, and have we ever failed you before?
You're putting no pressure on us now, Courtney. You know, I'm telling you. You know, over here, Justin's been talking good about you all morning, and now you're going to get me all fired up, and I'm going to have to talk bad about you.
I let them know who King of the Road was last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we had to let all the fans know that the only reason why Justin got here was two best traveling partners, is the way he put it, and that would be you and the little one out there.
Yes, sir. Miss JoJo, all of 2 years old in a couple of months, and she done all the sleeping for the both of us last night.
All right, Courtney, what do you say? You still with us?
Hey.
I think it's that Alabama reception, man. We talk about the golf clubs out here.
Yeah, I believe that's the little one, JoJo. JoJo, is that you on the air?
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, sweet pea, how are you?
What
you doing?
I just work.
Oh, okay. Did you get some breakfast?
JoJo. Hey, JoJo, are you going to watch some Bulls tonight?
Are you going to watch the Bulls buck tonight?
Yeah.
What else are you going to watch? What's Daddy going to do tonight?
Good luck tonight.
Oh, okay.
How sweet she is. I can't wait to see Miss JoJo there, Courtney, and was just talking with Justin about how we might just invade your couch here for the next 4 days coming up this next week.
Well, that's fine by me.
I got a question for you, though. Now, I've been over here at Ross's at the Muscle Shoals for the last week, and I was telling Justin about how good we eat down there. We had some great venison and potatoes just about every night we were down here. I mean, I'm telling you, it was great. I feel like the fatty calf. But my question to you is, can you cook as good as Ross Hill?
I'm sure. If Ross Hill can do it, I can for sure do it.
Okay. Well, we might just have to put a little out there, and I'll have to find out. But anyways, listen, I look forward to seeing you out here in just a little bit down here at the Coleman Arena and ready to watch the Jam Up Bull Ride.
No doubt.
I'll see you in a bit.
Thanks for calling, babe.
All right. Bye.
All right, see you, Courtney.
Bye, Scott.
All right, guys. Then, of course, that would be the missus having to call in and give Justin a hard time. And, shoot, we just can't wait for it. I'm telling you, it is just about ready to get underway here. We got a lot of work to do to get stuff set up. And, by God, we got to go get us some lunch because I'm getting hungry.
No doubt. You know, the call couldn't have come at a sweeter time. But and I want to say one thing, Scott. I appreciate all the comments that the ladies are putting in there about the little girl and my wife as well. I appreciate you guys joining us today. Make sure you tune in tonight about 7:30 and watch some live bull riding action and some excellent bullfighting action from Mr. Ross Hill and myself.
Right on, right on, man. Well, I'll tell you what, good luck tonight. And I'll tell you what, fans, we're going to be tuned in here. We're going to be locked in. And just a little while, we'll get it put up online so you guys can hang out with us. So don't go anywhere, you guys. Get out, get the word out. BuckersNow.com is where it's going to be at. So y'all have a great day, and we'll see you later tonight. Get a grip with Megan A.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer, she'll still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. This my resist call, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking, never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist on, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. Cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits, you're listening to MakingEight.com.